Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. See. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and happy Friday the 13th. I don't know if we're supposed to say happy Friday the 13th, but Friday the 13th is usually not a happy day for some. Everybody freaks out. The only reason why I even have any sort of emotion about Friday the 13th is I think there was a bunch of scary movies called Friday the 13th, and I never saw any of them, because once a date took me to a scary movie, it just, I'm like, this isn't my thing. I like stupid, funny, maybe the farthest I'll go is Terminator in terms of being scared, but no. So I'm not really a big Friday the 13th scary movie person. I'm also not very superstitious. My family thinks I'm superstitious because I don't put a hat on the bed, I don't walk under a ladder, but I have two black cats. Even though part of their under tummy, you know, near their TT area, it might not be completely black, you know, because I guess an all-black cat is supposed to be, my cats are black, and to me, they bring me good luck, so I don't really have an issue with that. I'm trying to think what other superstitions. You're not supposed to open an umbrella in the house, but I live in Vegas, it hardly rains, and if it does, we all like to get wet and, you know, stick our tongues out like, you know, snowflakes trying to get some water. So I'm not worried about that. But I got to tell you, the day did start out a little odd. Apparently there was a partial building collapse in my neck of the woods early this morning. I guess the front of a supermarket collapsed in a strip center. I live in Las Vegas, so it's near DI and Eastern. DI, it was Desert Inn Road. Desert Inn was a very, very famous hotel. Had a lot of the Rat Pack and... in Vegas, a lot of the streets are named after hotels, but then even when the hotel's demolished later, you still have the name of the street. So what many people don't call it Desert Inn, they just call it DI. So DI and Eastern, busy intersection, but apparently four people were injured when the front of the La Bonita supermarket collapsed. And we don't know why it collapsed. One of the injured people had to be rescued from under the rubble by Clark County firefighters. All four have been transported to hospitals, none of them with life-threatening injuries. But, I mean, we don't have sinkholes here. We don't have, I mean, our climate change just, it gets hotter and drier. So we aren't really sure what could be going on. I don't think it's termites. But the damage does appear to be confined to only the front of the building. It's going to make us have a conversation later is on if some of our recent construction might be just really halfway and not done correctly. If we see any more of these cases throughout the country of, you know, shoddy work and things not up to code, it's going to kind of make us wonder, you know, what's happening on the work at the front. But what people want to know is how bad is Friday the 13th? So you know there's a word for it. I think the fear of Friday the 13th, hold on a second, is I got to put my glasses off for this one. It's periscavidecatriophobia and frigatriscadiecaphobia. That's supposed to be fear of the 13 and fear of Friday the 13th, Frigga. Yeah, I want to know what Frigga means. And so, in the Jewish religion, 13 is supposed to be kind of a very big number. It's not a number you hide from, because at 13, that's when you become bar mitzvahed, you become a man. For female, it's when you're 12. So 13 is not necessarily, you know, from biblical times bad, unless you actually take a look and you start to see some patterns. So, for example, in Jesus' Last Supper, He had 12 apostles at the dinner table. Judas was Judas was the 13th member to arrive. And then when Jesus was crucified on a Friday, both Friday and 13 then have inspired negative emotions. There's also some other, like, old, history behind it. Apparently, there was, I guess, Loki. Let me bring up Loki, and I don't think it's the Loki. I don't think we're talking about the Avenger Loki. But apparently, there was something going on with Loki, and Loki was supposed to kill his brother, but his brother wasn't Thor, and there was something that was supposed to happen. All right? Back in 1307, October 1307, Friday the 13th, that's the day when King Philip the Fourth of France ordered the arrest of the Catholic military order. Hundreds of the Knights Templars were accused of heresy and immortality. So, and then, I guess, Rossini... This was Italian composer Gioachino Rossini died on Friday the 13th. So people kind of just don't like Friday. They don't like 13th. Well, I mean, I love Fridays, but Friday the 13th just has some negative connotations. So what people want to know is, well, is it unhealthy? Is Friday the 13th that bad where it extends to your health? Well, interestingly, there's some studies on that as well. So in 1993, Dr. Scanlon looked at car accidents in the UK that occurred on Friday the 6th. Versus Friday the 13th, so about a week apart. And it found that despite less cars on the roads, hospital admissions and accidents were significantly higher Friday the 13th than Friday the 6th. Now, that's really an easy study. You just look at all the hospital admissions. You just look at the two dates. And, I mean, that could be a fluke. But he said the risk of hospital admission as a result of transport accident may be increased by as much as 52%. And back in the 90s, they said staying at home is recommended. Then a study was done in Finland in 2002, and it found women to be more at risk than men on Friday the 13th when it came to traffic accidents. They said 38% of traffic deaths involving women on this day were attributable to Friday the 13th. Now, Dr. Bruce Lowe from Eastern Virginia Medical School and colleagues really wanted to dispel the myth of Friday the 13th and health risks, so they took a look at a whole variety of medical conditions, with the exception of penetrating trauma, and they found no difference with medical conditions, but maybe a small difference with penetrating trauma. So maybe people stab each other on this day? I don't know. So I would just say the anxiety is worse than the day itself. But it's Friday the 13th. We've had tons of Friday the 13th before. Right? Just, make sure you don't have somebody who's, like, really freaked out about it driving next to you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. One of our listeners is a teacher who has actually changed her mind to vaccine mandates because allegedly these weekly tests are, I guess, not what they've been purported to be. And she says, and this is a long email, but she says the reality of it is we don't get paid to do our testing and we're in long lines for hours. So this is interesting. I tried to listen in on the school. We had a school board meeting in Las Vegas for the Clark County School District yesterday. And you know how it's been pretty shall we say, dramatic when we've been watching school board meetings on, you know, with the Lancome, was it Lancome school district, and then a Tennessee school district meeting. So apparently these are, this is now the new reality TV. And so I turned it on just a little bit to, because it's just, these things go on for hours. And apparently it was heated. And by the time I listened in, microphones were getting cut off. People were being threatened to be removed by police. And, you know, the school board, they have this appearance of being not empathetic, the other word, kind of numb, apathetic to what the parents are yelling and screaming about. Now, I don't know if they're supposed to be that way. I don't know if before a school board meeting you are asked to not show emotion, because I would be sitting there going, I get you, I get you. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, these kids have to breathe. I get that, you know, but the virus, you know, can still affect kids. I mean, I would, as a school board commissioner or a school board trustee, I would be just, you know, giving some emotion to some of these parents who are crying and some of these teachers who are, you know, threatening to quit. But apparently the trustees are kind of sitting there pretty, you know, apathetic, just, you know, looking very, we call blunted affect, just with not much emotion. They have their masks on also. And it just fueled more upset. Well, some of the things that were being brought up was, I guess, school buses are going to be turning to electric, and I guess an electric school bus is approximately $300,000-$400,000. Two charging stations was going to cost about $500,000. So I'm a little confused on how much money is being spent on all this, and it obviously brought up a lot of concern for people on what the money was being spent on. But the part I didn't get to and I kind of missed was the issue on masks and the issues on mandatory vaccines. Now, in Southern Nevada, we are just probably hours away from somebody standing up saying we need to have everybody, all employers, mandate vaccines for their employees. And even though I support the COVID-19 vaccine, and I'm very grateful we have it because I think it's saving lives, I do not support mandates. And so it's becoming very, very emotional, and it's becoming very, very charged. And CCSD parent Jim Blocky told 8 News Now, you have to take the vaccine and wear a mask. He said it's ridiculous. Others like CCSD teacher Sarah Comro called face coverings a welcome protection. She says, I have over 200 students. You would think I would have at least one, not one. Every single one is happy to wear their mask. And so there's been, we don't have a consensus, and that's the problem. You know, when we have these very, very charged discussions, it's really easy to fall behind a cause, you know, to be against animal cruelty, to be against racism, to help our homeless population, to feed our poor. Those things are, they're pretty easy. It's not a big, not a lot of debate. But when it comes to rules, and these rules are building upon other rules, and school districts are all falling in line, the parents are starting to become the ones that have the most voice. Now, I've been hearing people with voices. I've been hearing you guys, and again, would love to hear from you when it comes to masks, when it comes to vaccines, when it comes to losing your job. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. I've been hearing from you guys, but it looks like nobody seems to listen. You know, for example, there's a lot of BS in the infrastructure bill. People have been talking about it. Nobody seems to cover it. Nobody seems to care. The politicians just do, once they're in office, they just do whatever they want to do. Some of you did not want Obamacare repealed and replaced. That's what Trump wanted to do. It never got done, but many of you felt like your voices weren't heard. So the reason why these school board meetings are being publicized and we're hearing more is because it's letting the non-media venue of news and what's going on out there actually come through. So if there's a live stream of what's happening at a town hall or at a school board meeting, that's our chance to kind of see what the heck people are feeling. Now, you have to be very careful because it looks like speakers are still limited. Only a certain amount of people were able to speak. If somebody, I guess, was starting to go off on the rules, was a negative about the mask rules, and apparently these head trustee said, look, we're going to now limit 2 minutes now to 1 minute, 10 seconds. So a lot of these rules are arbitrary. Mics are getting shut off. People aren't being allowed to speak. They cut off the amount of speakers. And so a lot of people feel silenced. And I think, you know, many people are realizing that these school board meetings or these commissioner meetings are not helping some of the more liberal causes because, you know, people can see how upset people are. So, you know, when it comes to the routine screening, the weekly screening of COVID, that was very interesting and very enlightening that apparently it's not on cover time. And that would kind of make sense. You know, if you choose not to vaccinate, should it be on the taxpayers to pay for that person to once a week go and get tested and go through the, you know, multiple hour long process? Is it also on the taxpayer to pay for the test? But on the flip side, why do they have to test every single week? We all are going to have this virus one way or another if we haven't already. And it's really going to take somebody with some cojones to stand up and say, look, you could test and test and test, but everybody's going to be positive for this thing, whether they're vaccinated or not. And parents are bringing that up. They go, if vaccinated people are carrying the virus, then why are you mandating vaccines for teachers? What, it doesn't make sense. So, listen, I get that the vaccine helps people, and I get that the vaccine will help limit your risk, tamper your risk, temper it for hospitalization and death. So if a school board or if an employer is really worried about your health, that's nice, but don't be mandating. Don't be threatening for them to lose their job. If I walk into a restaurant, I think it's a stupid question for me to ask, has everybody in this restaurant been vaccinated? Because I know gosh darn well as a doctor that the virus is still being spread. So, and then look, in Germany, 8,000 people were vaccinated with saline. Somebody could say they were vaccinated. How do I know they didn't get saline, but they got the real vaccine? And this happened in America, too, where people were given empty syringes, people were given saline, people were given the wrong amount. You telling me you're vaccinated doesn't mean jack diddly squat. Just like with flu. If you say, look, I've been vaccinated for the flu, Dahlia, I'm like, great, still don't cough or sneeze on me. You could still carry the flu. So many are concerned about what's going to be happening in California. Can't go to gyms, can't go to some indoor restaurants without showing vaccines. Any of you from California want to hear from you what's going on over there? San Francisco, I think, became the first city to mandate vaccines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations has urged Afghanistan's neighbors to keep their borders open as the number of civilians fleeing the Taliban onslaught intensifies. Food shortages are dire. The World Food Program said it warned of a humanitarian catastrophe. On Friday, the Taliban seized the country's second-largest city, Kandahar, and Herat, the country's third-largest city. The United States is to send nearly 3,000 troops to Kabul Airport to evacuate a significant number of embassy staff on special flights. 9 Democrat House members are threatening to withhold their support for their party's must-pass budget resolution until Speaker Nancy Pelosi changes course and instead allows a vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan the Senate approved this week. The joint letter to Nancy Pelosi says, quote, "We will not consider voting for a budget resolution until the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act passes the House and is signed into law," end quote. USA Radio News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is facing intense scrutiny for not putting in measures at the U.S.-Mexico border to curb the crisis. Republican Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona on Tuesday introduced articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary. They're accusing him of having presided over a reckless abandonment of border security since leading the DHS. Brandon Judd from the National Border Patrol Council tells Fox News the worst is yet to come.
As long as this administration continues to make border security a political issue, as long as they continue to talk about root causes that exist in other countries, instead of dealing with the root causes right here in the United States, we're going to continue to see these numbers rise. As long as we reward illegal activity, as long as we continue to release people into the United States under the Catch and Release program, we can expect these numbers to continue to rise, and that's why we're seeing it even in the brutal months where the heat is just absolutely staggering. We're going to continue to see this trend go up.
USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dallas plays the Cardinals today in a preseason game. Dak Prescott will not be playing. Sorry, I know. We really need Dak playing. We haven't seen him play since his ankle fracture. From what I understand, his ankle fracture is all better. I'm really, really excited about that because we need Dak back. But apparently he's been having some shoulder issues, so he's going to lay off tonight's game. And we'll see what happens. I like the Cardinals because I did grow up in Phoenix, Arizona, but I'm still a Dallas Cowboy fan. Okay, so San Francisco. I was also a 49er fan. I like all football. You know, I mean, how could you not? You know, Joe Montana, all the greats that, you know, come from all these different teams. But San Francisco is a tough city to live in if you are not vaccinated because they are going to be the next major U.S. city to require full vaccination for patrons and employees at certain indoor establishments. So bars, restaurants, clubs, theaters, entertainment venues, indoor gyms, other fitness establishments. But if you are non-vaccinated, you are allowed to pick up food to go. Now, I'm vaccinated, but I'm going to call it like it is. And I don't want anybody to accuse me of being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine or pro-mask or anti-masks. Mask, I'm a doctor, and I'm just supposed to tell you like it is. All right? The vaccine, as we said before, seems to have a certain impressive amount of efficacy in keeping people out of a hospital or out of or dying from COVID. People are still ended up in the hospital even though they're vaccinated. Some people are dying, but it looks like the rates are lower. I know people are debating, well, that's because Delta is different than the wild type. And, you know, you could debate it as you like. You know, all I know is I'm feeling comfortable that I got the vaccine. I am feeling very uncomfortable with the fact that there are these mandates that are coming and popping up that are going to be limiting people's freedoms. So I don't know where that puts me. I know everybody wants to try to put everybody in a box, call them liberal or conservative, or call them, you know, wacky or not. But I am a fan of vaccines. I always have been since medical school. I'm just not a fan of people feeling forced. Now, the argument in the courts is nobody's forcing you. You could go somewhere else to eat. You could go somewhere else to work. Well, how does that work now if it's a whole city? If a whole city is not allowing you into a restaurant, well, you're allowed to pick up food to go. That's until somebody else decides, oh, you know what? You can't even be near a 5-mile radius. You have to segregate and you have to go and pick up your food from an alternative location. Who's to say a city might take this one step further and say, look, anybody who isn't vaccinated, and keep in mind, many of them could be minorities, and, you know, everybody's thinking these are just Trumpers. You know, they could be anybody, somebody who voted for Biden, somebody who's white, somebody who's black, somebody who's Hispanic, somebody who's female, somebody who's a kid. A 8-year-old child hasn't been vaccinated yet. And so who's to say that a city won't later say, look, guys, we got to segregate, okay? I know you see all these people in there, all these people having their, you know, get to eat, they get to enjoy, but you weren't vaccinated, so you need to go to that parking lot and you can pick up your box of food. Now, the argument that people will make is, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, this is Ebola. Right? You don't want somebody having Ebola. That could spread throughout everybody. And, yeah, I am scared of Ebola. Right? But this vaccine, now we can't really compare it to an Ebola vaccine because we don't have an Ebola vaccine. Well, yeah, we do, but we don't have the data like what it would how it would look in America. When you look at a COVID vaccinated individual, they still can give off the virus. So when you see a bunch of people, and many of them might be wealthy, those who have access to health care, access to the shot. A lot of people who are not wealthy are fear getting a vaccine, getting sick from the vaccine, and not then having doctor bills, you know, because the doctor's going to say, oh, well, it wasn't the vaccine, and then they have doctor bills. So there could be that, shall we say, scenario where it's a bunch of wealthy white people in a restaurant vaccinated. And so what, we're going to be sending poor people away, keeping them outside, segregating them? This is 2021. That makes no sense. Now, I know some wealthy people who have not gotten vaccinated, but, you know, being licensed in multiple states, I can't tell you how many people, you know, are non-Caucasian that are like, look, you know, I don't trust the vaccine. I don't think it was tested in my race, in my, for my demographic. So we're really going to be segregating again. So I don't really know how this is going to work. I just don't see how you can implement something like this legally. I mean, look at what happened with the masks. Look how violent people got. You know, they were called Karens. They were called, but security guards got stabbed and shot for trying to enforce a rule that half the country is not accepting. And not every location has security. I told you, you know, we have a couple salons. I love my staff. But my staff on average are about 110 pounds, 5'4". And if we have that rule in Nevada where you have to turn a person away who doesn't have vaccine status, that could put my staff at risk for violence. So how do we protect our workers? I mean, you know, you could make any law you want. Okay, in the U.S., there's this process of making laws, but that's why we have law enforcement. That's why we have taxpaying dollars for law enforcement. If you're going to make this random law where an individual has to prevent a person from getting food, from getting groceries, from utilizing their gym membership that they spent a lot of money on, then that means you might need to have law enforcement present at all these places. I'm looking at this as very, you know, some of you might be looking at this like, as, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so scared that COVID's spreading. I'm seeing the more immediate danger of employees, you know, being violently attacked. People don't like to be rejected. They don't like these rules. Now, people, for those of you that don't like the rule, don't lay into the restaurant worker. It's not their fault. I mean, you know, if a teacher is hired by a school board and that school board says you're fired if you don't follow our rules, you can't yell at the teacher. A teacher can't take on a whole school board. Some have, you know, but we really do need people to step it down a little bit and realize that they're yelling at the wrong person. But the reason why they're doing that is because they're not being listened to by their politicians. When I see people crying and I see people behind the mic begging these commissioners or these school board trustees to listen to them, and they vote whatever way they want to anyway, people are going to funnel their anger somewhere. They're angry. Now, you can't please everybody, but, you know, what are we talking about here? We're talking about denying people access to things that they have a right to have as Americans. And somebody would say, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, look, if they don't have the vaccine, they could spread the virus. Well, yeah, but we've already proven that vaccinated individuals spread the virus. So give me more. You got to give me another reason to tell somebody that they have to be segregated. We don't segregate. We don't bias. We're not supposed to be racist. And this is carte blanche for somebody saying, sorry, you need to go. What if somebody doesn't have a cell phone or lost their vaccine card? 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we think the murder hornets are back. Yeah. So there's another sighting, but this time it's a live murder hornet. As opposed to, remember a couple months ago, it was a dead murder hornet? So apparently it is being reported by Washington State that somebody has seen a live murder hornet near Blaine. Let me see. It's Blaine, which is south of Vancouver, British Columbia, near the Canadian border. And this is something that is kind of concerning because these, they're called Asian giant murder hornets, but I just don't know if that is, I guess, politically correct. So I'm just going to call them murder hornets because we're starting to kind of change the way we're, you know, reporting things.
So the Washington State Department of Agriculture has confirmed the first report of a live, well, they say Asian giant hornet, sighting in Washington 2021. Now, the report was submitted by a Whatcom County resident on August 11th. WSDA entomologists reviewed and confirmed the report as one of the giant hornets on August 12th. The report included a photograph. Ooh, I'm looking at the photograph now. I think this is a photograph. It's a big one. It's a big hornet. Ooh. Okay. Sorry. Okay, you know what? I am sorry if I'm not the most perfect journalist. I think journalists are allowed to kind of be surprised by some of the stories as they're reading them. Look, I don't have one of those screens and teleprompters, okay? All I have are my stories. So if I tell you, ooh, it looks big, okay, that's news. That's my reporting. So if you don't like it, fine. Just bzz off. So now, the hornet, they say, is exhibiting the same behavior we saw last year. Now, remember, it was attacking paper wasp nests. Now, I don't know much about wasp nests. That's so hard to say with the lisp. But if it's made of paper, I would think anything would attack that. Sven Spechegger from WSDA, I'm reading the press release, cut me some slack. Managing entomologist said if you have paper wasp nests on your property and live in the area, keep an eye on them and report any Asian giant hornets you see. Note the direction they fly off to as well. They say in response to this detection, WSDA will be setting live traps in the area in an attempt to catch a live hornet, tag it, and track it back to the nest. The British Columbia government will likewise be setting additional traps in Canada, as this detection was approximately half a mile from the U.S.-Canadian border. See, I like how Canada does things. You know, rather than they say, look, your problem, it's on your soil, it's your problem, I think they realize that the bee could travel, or the hornet could travel. So Canada is going to step things up. Now, I know some of you were really, really shocked that during the Kamala Harris-Mike Pence vice presidential debate, that piece of plexiglass that was supposed to separate them and protect them from COVID was unable to protect Mike Pence from a fly landing on his head. That seemed to shock the country. But if a fly can outsmart the plexiglass, my guess is COVID can too. So, Canada, borders are now opening with America. They just don't want the bees to come in. So these public reports of these giant hornet sightings continue to be critical to locating the pest. They say in 2020, half of WSDA confirmed reports and all of Canada's confirmed reports came from the public. This year, there have only been two confirmed reports in Washington and no confirmed in British Columbia. Maybe they don't have a passport. Anyway, well, sorry. Friday jokes up, sorry. While WSDA cooperators and the public have set these giant hornet traps throughout the state, there have not been yet any detections in the traps. Well, they might be smart. Now, remember, these giant hornets are not native to the United States. They came here from Asia. And so this, they're of the, okay, I do not want to mess this up. They're of the, I want to pronounce it right. Why can't I pronounce their Vespa mandarinia? They are large. They're native to East Asia. They are known to kill 50 humans a year in Japan alone. So I don't know if we have global amounts of what this does, but this can kill larger objects. I have a video of it killing a mouse, like within seconds. Now, in June, a resident who lived in Snohomish County found a dead hornet, notified authorities, so this starts to buzz in the news. And then the hornets apparently are known to deliver seven times the amount of venom as a honeybee. Their stinger can actually pierce a beekeeper's suit. So these suckers are just getting stronger, just like anything in nature. You know, in nature always wins. I don't know when we're going to finally realize that, but just nature wins. So
the hives of honeybees are where people start to get concerned, because when it comes to honeybees, they're the ones that kind of populate our flowers, and they allow this sort of eco-culture that our other animals and insects need. Now, I'm not sitting here saying, you know, we need to save all insects, but we definitely don't want anything happening to our honeybees. If you remember, when our honeybees got attacked, it was devastating, and it made huge news, and, you know, not just for honey, just because of flowers and vegetation and all that. So, but what these giant hornets do is they actually decapitate them. They wait around for tired honeybees to arrive back to their hive. So at the end of their shift, and the honeybees are like, okay, we've been buzzing, we're tired, right? And the hornets wait. Then they hijack them midair. They use their jaws to decapitate the little baby bee. I've never thought I would have any sympathy for a bee, but I do compared to these suckers. And then they bring the rest of the body back to their nest to feed their young. Washington State University Agriculture and Natural Resources Extension Program Unit educated Washington State locals on how to identify these nests and report them. So they kind of started to deputize and use people, you know, just kind of boots on the ground to try to find these things. We don't know how they came to the United States. I mean, did they hitch a ride on an airplane, or what did they do? But they're here. Now, they are not supposed to hunt humans, but trappers are urged to use caution as they help Washington State trap and eradicate them. So live bees, you know, we spoke about how bees can kill, you know, how the venom, not only can it cause anaphylaxis, but we've seen people get heart attacks from bee stings. And, you know, bee venom or wasp venom, they have these proteins, and these proteins and enzymes cause inflammation. But one of the number one things they do is prevent one's blood from clotting. And so if you can't clot, that could sadly cause bleeding and organ failure and a whole bunch of other things. So how much do you have to be stung in order for it to really hurt you? Well, one report cited 90 bee stings for a small child, up to 600 stings for an adult to reach lethal levels. Now, some of you will be like, okay, well, you know, who's going to get stung 600 times? But you accidentally fall upon a nest, there's thousands, and they all ascend. They all attack on you, so it's very easy. 600 stings could happen in a matter of seconds. So always clean a bee sting, cool compress, contact one's medical provider, especially if you're stung by a bunch of them. You might need antihistamines, you might need a tetanus shot, and of course call 911. Any itching, difficulty swallowing, difficulty breathing, lip swelling, chest pain, abdominal pain, etc. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets.
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.